All right, Ralphie Radio Show. It is time for our weekly check-in to New York with Life and Style Weekly. All the latest hookups and breakups. Cover of the latest Life and Style Weekly features Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie. Events editor Juliette Eason. Apparently, both are headed to the altar, not just Angelina, but Jen as well.
Jen as well. In some ways, I feel sorry for Jen because I feel that she'll be hounded by her marriage to Brad Pitt, probably until she dies. But again, there's always rumors that the two of them like to one-up each other, so... When Angelina has a big movie coming out, Jen likes to make sure she's also in the spotlight, either for a movie or a new boyfriend or something like that, too, because neither one of them ever wants to seem irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the news came out that Brad and Angie are engaged, and it was the craziest day at the Life and Style Weekly offices ever. And now we're hearing a lot of rumors that Jen's really seriously wanting to marry Justin in the near future, and she's already been scouting out locations. She's really interested in Greece because she is Greek, but she's also very much a beach girl, so she's looking into Cabo San Lucas in Mexico, where she's vacationed many times.
But she could do the beach in Greece.
Exactly.
And that's the best of both worlds.
I think that would be the best solution, and then I would like to be dispatched to cover that wedding.
I bet you would. Who do you think walks down the altar first, Jen or Angelina?
It's a tough one. We've been talking about that all week. I'm going to have to give it to Angelina just because they already have a chapel on their property in France that has been totally retrofitted. Mm-hmm. So they could get married tomorrow there if they wanted to, and it would be extremely private because they could control who's actually attending.
Gotcha. Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Katy Perry not headed down the altar anytime soon, but she's found love in her life again, and this time it's courtesy of the guitarist from Florence and the Machine?
It's a funny match, but he's sort of a bad boy the same way that Russell Brand is, and he's British, and he's a rocker, and they were basically spotted all over Coachella together, both the first weekend and the second weekend, so things are moving very quickly. They were spotted getting rather hands-on with each other in the audience, and holding hands, and kissing, so she seems to be totally over Russell at this point.
Yeah, she did a pretty good job last night on Idol as well, but I'm surprised all of the PDA, and I'm also surprised Coachella two weekends in a row, because it's the same show both weekends, isn't it?
I know, but I guess if he was there, she wanted to go spend time with him.
Oh, so there was a different show that Katy Perry was checking out, is what you're trying to tell me here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The gun show.
Yeah. And whatever they call it these days, whatever the kids call it these days, Juliet. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliette Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.